And now, it's time for Our Life Together Among the Works of Art, the radio show that asks you to just share our bad vibes for a little while. Just kidding. This is the show about starving artists in New York, how they live, what they wear, and their struggle against the creeping forces of writer's block. One of our protagonists, Red by name, is sitting at the cluttered kitchen table in the little apartment at 522, and through the miracle of electronics, you can pretend to be there.
Don't they have their own problems?
Well, that's why they want to escape into yours.
This writer's block stuff. I know it takes a year for George to spit out a sentence, but I did 11 pages this morning. Also, I saw the problem where the Queen of the Dead wants to return to Earth. You know what she's going to do? She's going to get a job in a dime store. What do you think?
I think your novel is not what this episode's about.
Well, what is it about? Give me a clue.
Look, if you want to know the future, go to a fortune teller. I only work here.
Well, I'm just sitting around here waiting for the super to show up. He wants to take another look at the toilet, but he lost his keys to the building.
You see? You got a plot right there.
Yeah, great. Who writes this copy anyway? Hello? Hey, Julian.
Hi, Red. You the only one home?
It looks that way to me. You disappointed?
No, Red. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you in that getup. Jacket, iron trousers, shine shoes. What's that thing around your neck?
What thing?
That long thing that hangs down.
It's called a necktie.
A what? A neckfly?
Oh, you are kidding me, aren't you? You have seen a necktie before.
Just kidding you, Julian. Sure, I saw one on a guy once. Except after it went around his neck, it was tied around a beam on the ceiling.
Oh, please, Red.
No stomach at all. So what's the occasion? Did you ask someone out on a date?
I went to a job interview.
Not content just to file bills by number for the rest of your life?
Oh, please, Red, it's horrible enough just to have to think about it. I wish I didn't have to do it another day.
So who's a lucky prospective employer?
Dinkleberry's bookstore on 53rd and 7th.
Never been inside there.
Well, neither had I, but I figured it was a bookstore anyhow, and it turns out to be all religious and inspirational books. It's actually pretty weird. I mean, I didn't know there were so many of those books.
Those books?
Well, they had one called Faith Can Lead the Way to a Slimmer, Trimmer You.
Faith Can Lead the Way to a Slimmer, Trimmer You? No kidding? How does it work?
Well, I only got a glance at it, so I don't know. Maybe through fasting and prayer.
Well, any other winners?
Let's see. There was one called Jogging for Jesus, and, you know, lots of inspirational poetry. You know the kind of thing, like, when day is done and evening's nigh, the children all abed, I help them say their little prayers and bop them on the head.
Really? That sounds like my kind of place.
Nah, not really, but I know how you love violence.
You call that violence? Bopped on the head? My idea of violence would be if the speaker in that poem went to the nursery and strangled those innocents with a jump rope.
You boys trying to define violence again?
What have you got against violence?
Some people say it's justified in a revolutionary situation, simply because the oppressed masses have no other form of power.
Is this the Phoebe we knew?
Well, I guess I usually don't talk like that.
You been reading books again?
No, I heard about this on television.
Really? What station?
No, not really. No, just where I was working this afternoon.
The mysterious lady. Left side Lil, they call her.
Julian, what's that thing around your neck?
It's a necktie.
Really? I've read about those, but I never saw one before. Why are you wearing it?
I went for a job interview, but where were you this afternoon?
At this magazine. It's called Left Out.
Never heard of it.
Well, of course you wouldn't have, Red, because it's a political magazine.
I've seen it at bookstores, but I never picked up a copy. Haven't you ever seen it, Red? They've got weird covers, little cartoons of people and factories.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. It's a little magazine. I don't know how often they're supposed to come out. It seems rather irregular. They call it a non-profit magazine, but broke is more the word for it. They don't seem to get a lot of advertising.
So what were you doing there?
Well, I met someone who worked there at Cagey's party, and I told this guy if they ever needed a photographer, they could call me. So this morning they called
me. So what did you take pictures of?
Wait a minute. I didn't take any pictures. You see, the guy I met had taken my name and number, but he seems to have given it to the volunteer coordinator at the magazine, but the volunteer coordinator didn't get the message I was a photographer and thought I was a general volunteer. So the volunteer coordinator called me this morning and asked if I could type. So I said yes. I went down there and I typed some articles for them. And somebody started to show me how to mark up things for the typesetter. But he didn't finish. Anyway, he said I was lucky to have met him because usually all they tell new people there is which way the bathroom is. But I might go back there next week and type some more.
You're typing for nothing?
Well, it's no money, but they couldn't keep going if people didn't help out. They need all the volunteers they can get.
Are they
going
to let you write for them?
I don't know. I don't think I know enough to write for them. They're into freedom of speech, printing things other people wouldn't print. Maybe now I have a chance. Anyway, that's why they have to have typists, I guess. Like, I was typing a story that was written by a prisoner, and it was handwritten. He doesn't have access to a typewriter, and the typesetter will not set things that are handwritten. As a matter of fact, she's pretty picky about what she will set.
Sounds pretty unprofessional to me. I thought they just set what you gave them.
Well, they don't seem to do it that way. Like today, she wouldn't typeset this book review I typed and told me to take it back to the guy who wrote it. It was a little ungrammatical, and I don't know, she kept saying he changed tenses in the middle of sentences and stuff. Actually, he was a pretty terrible writer. He said things like, "However, the protagonist's affectional preference was and is irrelevant to the remainder of the spiraling narrative, for events were superseding him at an increasingly heavy rate."
So, there's not as much competition in the world as I thought. Why are they printing this stuff?
I don't know if they're going to print that one. Anyway, the typesetter told me to tell the guy who wrote it to clean up his act. So I relayed the message, and he said he wasn't going to rewrite it, that he said exactly what he meant, and I could tell the typesetter to either take it or shove it. So I told her. I paraphrased it, and she said she wasn't setting it until he rewrote it, and that was that. So I went and told the writer what she said, and he said he'd tell the editor to get her to see it his way. That was right before I left, so I don't know what happened after that. Anyway, the editor didn't seem to be around. They say he takes long lunch hours.
Sounds rather bizarre.
Well, apparently they have a system where everyone gets to participate in making decisions.
Why, I never heard of that.
Sure, Red. Haven't you ever heard of consensus?
I thought the government did that every 10 years.
Oh, no. No, consensus decision-making, when everybody agrees to something.
I never heard anybody agree, except newlyweds.
Well, they didn't talk about consensus it left out. But the idea seems to be that everyone who works there is partly responsible.
Gee, we should try that in this building.
Yeah,
take
really.
Take turns fixing things. Speaking of fixing things, where's the super?
He lives downstairs.
Well, no, he's supposed to come up here and take a look at the toilet.
He must have seen a toilet before.
Now, Phoebe, don't be flippant.
Oh.
He works hard. I wish I'd get it fixed once and for all, though. Maybe that's him now. I'll go get it.
Maybe he'll have some new poetry.
He's a poet?
Yeah, he told us last week.
It's been working all right lately, but it makes that funny noise every now and then.
You gotta be sensitive to these things. I find it helps me to use my intuition to help me diagnose some of these technical difficulties.
Oh.
Hello, Red.
Hello.
And,
Oh, this is Phoebe, our newest roommate.
How do you do? I'm Jesus de Divina Gracia.
Nice to meet you,
I think you just call me the Lord for short. Nah, I'm only kidding. Just call me Jesus. Jesus, like in Jesus. Hey, Julian, I don't want to ask if it's too personal, but
yeah. What's
that thing around your neck?
I can't believe this. Nobody's ever seen a necktie before.
Oh, a necktie. Yes, I remember. Don't you think that makes you look just a little establishment?
I went to a job interview.
Oh, well, then it's appropriate.
They tell me you're a poet.
Oh, yeah? They mentioned that? You know, I just happened to
have... Oh, did you really bring something?
Well, it's just something that I finished this morning and had with me.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, no, I better not. I can only stay a minute and I have to check.
We really would like to hear it.
Yeah, I've never heard any of your stuff.
No, let the man perform his appointed duties. The toilet, after all, is more important than art.
You really want to hear it?
Yes, we really do. Please read it.
Well, I should explain, first of all, that I consider myself...
Oh, come on,
with a Latin
read
perspective.
It.
Well, all right. Here it is. It's called Generations. The two old men play dominoes at a card table on the sidewalk. They sit on folding chairs, meditating on the black and white pieces. On the corner, the young folks deal with the drugs of their day, their lives limited to their surroundings. What is the future for these poor people? Who will take care of the old men when winter comes and their eyes grow too dim to see their lives on those damn dominoes?
Wow, that's really nice, Jesus.
Yeah, I liked it too, though. I don't know, it seems a little too optimistic for me.
Do you write every day?
Well, I try to put an hour or two every morning before I go to work, but it's hard to find time. This building's really falling apart. There's so much to do. Then I had to lose my keys today. I mean, something always happens. But being a super is okay. I get to know everyone in the building, which is good, because I like to do some community organizing, you know? Helping folks help themselves.
Hey, listen, guys, it's time to wrap it up.
Oh, but Jesus just got here.
Well, better take it up with the author. I only work here.
Where'd this guy come from? Why is he telling you to wrap it up?
This whole thing's a radio play.
Yeah? You mean my poem was on the radio?
Well, it sure was. Now, if you'll excuse me. Tune in again next time for Our Life Together Among the Works of Art, brought to you by the Serious Magazine Readers of America, the folks who say, "What is life without literature? And where would literature be without life?" Read a magazine today.
Oh, no, you're putting me on. This is really on the radio?
This episode was written by Jessica Ramey and featured
Robert Kinn as Red,
Manuel Iglesias as Julian,
Nancy Cohen as Phoebe,
Marcus Miranda as Ed Supel,
and Adrian Cronauer as the humble narrator. Music by Maxwell Ramey, technical production by Miles Smith. Julian's necktie was by Eli Zimbo. Produced and directed by Jessica Ramey.